Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, we take a look at opening of the time capsule that was found at the Washington Middle School. It was put there in 1918, 100 years ago. First, we speak with Angie Schrader.
First of all, it started as I was just doing research for our alumni basketball game that we have coming up on Saturday, since the weather postponed that. So I was just trying to do some research, figure out like when, you know, basketball first started or who coaches were. And so I was looking through information at the high school. They had all the yearbooks. And then I found information that had, it would say, from 1860 to 1880, this is what happened each school year. So then I started reading through them, and then that's where I found that it said that there was a time capsule in the cornerstone. We didn't know where the cornerstone was, and we had done some asking originally, and no one knew anything about time capsule. So then we were starting to hear that it was in the front stairs, kind of like the pillars of the front stairs. So we kind of looked, and we're like, we're not sure. Found out some more papers to talk to the old high school secretary, and she said, well, this lady dropped off some stuff in the past. Maybe you could go through that. It was at the high school. And that book said that it was buried in the southeast corner. The capstone was in the southeast corner. So we looked, Mr. Mayor looked and found a tin, like water cup and a tobacco tin. That's all we found, like, in that area. So we're like, well, we don't think it's there. So then we just decided, well, maybe it's the stone that actually says 1918. And so, as you saw in the video on the screensaver, whatever, on the slideshow, that it, you know, they pulled it out and everything was solid, and so they didn't think it was actually there, and then finally realized it was on the bottom. So I actually wasn't here when they found it. I was at a conference in Nashville, so I get this super excited phone call that we found it. So it was super exciting. We were dying to get into it, and postpone this was a little bit hard to do, to see what was actually in it. I mean, I know maybe the kids don't understand the significance of it yet, but pretty soon they'll realize how exciting it really was to, you know, see all this stuff from 100 years ago. So I'm excited to see what's actually all in the time capsule. It's pretty exciting.
I also spoke with Washington Middle School Principal Kurt Mayer about the experience.
What's it like seeing everything out of the box?
It's just really amazing that the condition that it's in, and just for them to read some time, you know, and the history and the culture back then in 1918, and the significance of it to us, you know. I don't think our kids realize how significant some of those things are, but just like the coin collection is totally amazing to someone like me that has some of those in the collection, and just to see what they're thinking. And they had a teacher handbook and the bond and a faculty list and some of the history details, you know, like the war, those types of things. It's truly exciting to see what it was like 100 years ago, and to bring that into context in education is going to be phenomenal.
And you mentioned this briefly, but what will happen with the items that were found and then with the capstone itself?
We're going to allow Mike Creamy and Mike Zaz to really guide us. We know that we want to have minimal handling of those items. We see that the half dollar is already starting to tarnish. They've not been exposed to the air for 100 years. But it's great to have some staff members, principals, community members here today to really help us celebrate this and open them up and really tell us what we're seeing. I think it's a great thing for them, and it's a great thing for us. And we just want the whole community to be able to see what life was like 100 years ago and to share in our celebrations. So it was a great opportunity for us. We're just glad we found it, because the documentation told us that it was in the southeast corner, and we went with our gut instinct, and after we couldn't find it in the southeast or any nook and cranny in this building, and to be able to find it, and thanks to Woods Construction for coming and removing the capstone for us, and really helping us discover a piece of our history of Washington Community Schools.
Now, has it been tough to have the time capsule and not open it, just having it waiting for this opportunity?
Extremely tough. It's a copper box. It was rolled copper. It was crimped, and then it was soldered. So the one thing that we did say is that we want to have it open and ready to go and not try to have it. So we did open it. It was a process to open it, just to keep the integrity of all the items intact. And Mr. Six and Mr. McLaughlin and Mr. Miller did a great job of opening it and getting it here. And we actually brought the capstone in. That was nice for them to see where it was at. And then to have Mike Zaz give us some history of our school system and our buildings, and then Mike Creamy to talk a little bit about a history of the capstones itself was a tremendous thing for us today. So.
Find photos of the items that were found in the time capsule at kciiradio.com or on KCII Radio's Facebook page. That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Angie Schrader and Kurt Mayer about the time capsule at the Washington Middle School. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.